Tour and groups revenues in Q1 2011 amounted to approximately 15.2 billion Polish zlotys. After recalculation to make it comparable, the group's revenues would amount to approximately 11.9 billion Polish zlotys, which is an increase by 8.4% in comparison to the same period of 2010, when Toruń achieved almost 11 billion Polish zlotys revenues. Increased EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization, by 9.8% to almost 2.4 billion Polish zlotys in Q1 2011 from almost 2.2 billion Polish zlotys a year ago. EBITDA margin amounted to 15.6%, and after recalculation to make it comparable 120%. In the previous year, after 9M 2010, the group recorded 19.7% margin. Net profit increased by 23.7% from 825 million Polish zlotys after three quarters 2010 to 1.02 billion Polish zlotys over the same period of 2011. Now merely 3% of net profit is attributable to minority shareholders, while a year ago it was 15%. Operational cost reduction program by 1 billion Polish zlotys in the years 2010 to 2012 is executed in almost 60%. 78 million Polish zlotys savings were achieved in Q3 2011. Electricity generation in Q1 2011 increased by 4.9% in comparison to the same period a year ago, from 15.5 TWh to 16.3 TWh. Generation and resegments, increased volume of electricity supplied by the distribution segment. In the period of Q1 2011, the volume was over 28.8 TWh, by 3.1% more than a year ago. Retail electricity supply rose by 6.8% from 25.4 TWh in the period of Q1 2010 to more than 27.1 TWh over the same period this year. Increased supply volume achieved thanks to the existing clients and acquisition of new ones, further growth in the number of clients in the distribution segment. At the end of September 2011, Toruń had almost 4.14 million clients, by 8,000 more than a year ago. Value of investments increased by over 60% to more than 1.4 million Polish zlotys in 9M 2011, with debt at a low level. Planned investment projects in most of the segments are in progress. The results achieved in the third quarter and in the 9 months of this year are in line with not only our expectations. That gives a reason to feel satisfied. Predictability in unpredictable times is an advantage that yields us actual profits. It is particularly important in view of our development plans connected, among others, with currently executed investments or acquisitions. We will also continue to carry out the programs connected with restructuring and cost efficiency improvement, said Daria Zlubera, president of the management board at Toruń Polska Energia. Key operational data and financial results. Key operational data. Q3 2010, Q3 2011, change, percent, Q13 2010, Q13 2011, change, percent. Dot. Hard coal mining, million tons, 1.17, 1.18, 0.9, 3.38, 3.78, 11.8. Dot. Electricity generation, net production, TWh, 5.33, 5.09, 4.5, 15.54, 16.30, 4.9. Dot, including from RES, 0.32, 0.31, 4.3, 0.85, 0.77, 9.8, dot, heat generation, PJ, 1.28, 0.99, 22.7, 11.8, 10.39, 11.9, dot, distribution, TWh, 9.18, 9.41, 2.5, 27.94, 28.82, 3.1, dot, electricity supply, TWh, 8.54, 8.54, 0, 25.39, 27.11, 6.8, dot, no. Of clients, distribution, thousands, for 129, for 137, 0.2, for 129, for 137, 0.2, dot, financial results for Q3 and Q13 2011, Q3, 2010, Q3, 2011, change, percent, Q13, 2010, Q13, 2011, change, percent, dot, revenues, PLN million, 3690.6, 4835.7, 31.0, 10950.9, 15166.8, 38.5, dot, recalculated to be comparable 1,3690.6, 3,784.0, 2.5, 10,950.9, 11,870.0, 8.4, dot, EBITDA, PLN million, 689.6, 735.8, 6.7, 2,159.5, 2,370.7, 9.8, dot, EBIT, PLN million, 345.2, 382.9, 10.9, 1,127.9, 1,320.9, 17.1, dot, net profit, PLN million, including share of minority shareholders, 252.1, 13%, 292.4, 1%, 16.0, 825.1, 15%, 100.4, 3%, 23.7, dot, revenues, in Q13 2011 the Toron Group recorded revenues of approximately 15.2 billion Polish zlotys. After recalculation to make the data comparable one the group's revenues would amount to approximately 11.9 billion Polish zlotys, which makes an 8.4% increase in comparison to the same period a year ago when the group recorded almost 11 billion Polish zlotys revenues. Higher revenues result mainly from high volume of generated and supplied electricity as well as revenues from electricity distribution. Revenues from termination of LTC have been falling from the beginning of this year. They amounted to approximately 276 million Polish zlotys at 2.3% share in recalculated revenues 1, against 350 million Polish zlotys and 3.2% share in revenues in the period of Q13 2010. This trend is steady, which confirms that the Toron Group becomes independent from this source of revenue. The results achieved by the Toron Group are slightly higher than the consensus, which gives us great satisfaction. We are still working to increase our efficiency, which is confirmed by higher EBITDA margin at growing scale of operations. In the recent months we could see acceleration of investments. Of course, in short term it generates costs, but we want to minimize them by using the best possible fundraising methods, including preferential fundraising. Our good financial standing helps us significantly in this respect, said Krzysztof Zawadzki, Vice President of the Management Board, CFO at Toron Polska Energia. EBITDA and net profit, Toron Group's EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization, in Q13 2011 amounted to almost 2.4 billion Polish zlotys, which means almost 10% increase as compared to almost 2.2 billion Polish zlotys in the same period last year. EBITDA margin amounted to 15.6%, and after recalculation to make it comparable minus 20.0%, that is by 0.3% more than in the same period of 2010. The group recorded EBITDA growth in most segments. EBITDA in the distribution segment from January to September amounted to over 1 billion Polish zlotys and was by almost 20% higher than a year ago. Good operational results translated into Toron Group's net profit increase, which in Q13 2011 amounted to over 1 billion Polish zlotys, That is was by 23.7% higher than a year ago when the company recorded 825 million Polish zlotys net profit. Reduction in the share of minority shareholders in the group's net profit is also significant. Over a year it fell from 15% to approximately 3% from January to September 2011. In Q3 alone it amounted to approximately 1%. Improvement of results is also an effect of systematically pursued efficiency improvement policy. The program scheduled for the years 2010 to 2012 has already yielded 572 million Polish zlotys savings out of planned 1 billion Polish zlotys. In Q3 2011 the program yielded 78 million Polish zlotys savings. Investments and debt. The Tauron Group significantly increased the value of their investments in Q1 2011. They amounted to over 1.4 million Polish zlotys, which is by 62% higher than in the same period a year ago. Majority of investments, almost 90%, were carried out in the segments of distribution and generation. Significant capex increase in the generation segment results from increased expenditures on new generation capacities, from 122 Polish zlotys to 255 million, and other expenditures, including mainly on NOx installations and modernization of existing coal-fired boilers to biomass burning. Capex increase in the distribution segment results from expenditures on modernization of existing network assets, by approximately 133 million Polish zlotys. Increase in expenditures on new connections was approximately 93 million Polish zlotys. Investment needs are financed at low debt level, which at the end of September was comparable to that of 3 months ago and amounted to 1.3 billion Polish zlotys. The company recorded reduction of cash from almost 1.4 billion Polish zlotys to almost 0.9 billion Polish zlotys due to intensified investments particularly visible in Q3, over 40% of expenditures from the beginning of the year. Net debt level to EBITDA remains low at 0.16x. Even after closing the acquisition of GZD from Vattenfall and its financing by debt in the amount of 3.5 billion Polish zlotys, net debt will remain low in comparison to similar companies from the segment. Expected net debt/EBITDA will be 1.2:1. Due to the change of electric energy supply model, the value of revenues from obligatory supply generated by public trade in Q3 2010 was treated as internal supply in the group and it was consolidated.